the most tragic love stories in history. We all know and love a good love story, but have you ever thought about those love stories that didn't end so well? In this video, we'll be talking about the most heartbreaking and tragic love stories in history. Number 7, Cleopatra and Antony. Cleopatra was the epitome of beauty and brains, ruling over Egypt with grace and cunning. Antony, on the other hand, was a bit of a brawn over brains kind of guy, but he was a loyal and valiant soldier for Rome. When these two powerhouses met, sparks flew and love bloomed, but their relationship was far from smooth sailing. You see, Antony was already married to Octavia, the sister of Octavian, who was not a fan of Cleopatra or Antony, and Cleopatra, as a foreign queen in a Roman-dominated world, had her own set of challenges to deal with. But love knows no bounds, and Cleopatra and Antony continued their affair and even had children together. However, their love was ultimately doomed by the political and military strife of the time. In 31 BC, Antony and Cleopatra were defeated by Octavian's forces in the Battle of Actium and were forced to flee to Egypt. In the aftermath, Antony, heartbroken and believing Cleopatra to be dead, fell on his own sword. And when Cleopatra, who had actually faked her own death, heard of Antony's demise, she was said to have allowed a venomous snake to bite her, ending her life as well. The tragic love story of Cleopatra and Antony is a timeless tale of passion and tragedy, proving that love may conquer all, but politics will always come back to bite you in the end. Number 6. Shah Jahan and Mumtaz Mahal. The love story of Shah Jahan and Mumtaz Mahal is a famous tale from Indian history. Shah Jahan was the 5th Mughal emperor of India. Known for his passion for architecture and his love for his wife, Mumtaz Mahal. Mumtaz Mahal, whose name means jewel of the palace, was a beautiful and intelligent woman who was Shah Jahan's favorite wife. The couple's love story began when Shah Jahan, then known as Prince Khurram, met Mumtaz Mahal at a bazaar. He was immediately smitten by her beauty and intelligence, and they were married soon after. For the next 19 years, Mumtaz Mahal was a constant companion and advisor to Shah Jahan, accompanying him on military campaigns and bearing him 14 children. However, their love story ended in tragedy when Mumtaz Mahal died while giving birth to their 14th child. Shah Jahan was devastated by her death and went into a deep mourning. In her memory, he commissioned the construction of the Taj Mahal, a magnificent mausoleum that is considered one of the greatest architectural achievements in the world. Shah Jahan spent the rest of his life mourning Mumtaz Mahal and visiting her tomb at the Taj Mahal. He was eventually imprisoned by his own son and spent the last years of his life gazing out at the Taj Mahal from his prison cell, longing for his beloved wife. The tragic love story of Shah Jahan and Mumtaz Mahal is a reminder of the power of love and the lasting impact it can have, even after death. If you've been enjoying these so far, make sure to subscribe to our channel and turn on post notifications so you never miss another epic video. Number 5. Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. Queen Victoria was the ruler of the United Kingdom, and she was known for her no-nonsense attitude and her love for her husband, Prince Albert. Albert was a charming prince from the German state of Saxe-Coburg, and Victoria was smitten with him from the moment they met. They got married in 1840 and had 9 adorable children, living happily ever after, until 1861, when Albert died unexpectedly at the age of 42. Victoria was inconsolable after Albert's death, and she spent the rest of her days in a state of deep mourning. She wore black 24/7 and rarely appeared in public, turning down invites to even her own Diamond Jubilee celebrations. She leaned on her grandchildren and children for support, but she was never the same without her beloved Albert by her side. Even in death, Victoria never forgot about Albert and continued to mourn his loss for the rest of her days. Number 4. Napoleon and Josephine. Napoleon was a military general and statesman who rose to power during the French Revolution and eventually became the Emperor of the French. Josephine was a beautiful and intelligent woman who was Napoleon's first wife. The couple's love story began in 1796, when Napoleon was a general and Josephine was a widow with 2 children. Despite their age difference, Napoleon was immediately smitten by Josephine's charms, and they were married. For the next few years, Napoleon and Josephine enjoyed a happy and loving marriage, with Josephine supporting Napoleon in his military campaigns. However, their love story ended in tragedy when Napoleon began to suspect that Josephine was unfaithful to him. In 1810, he divorced her in order to marry a younger woman who could bear him children. Josephine was devastated by Napoleon's decision and died of a broken heart 2 years later. Napoleon, who still loved Josephine, was grief-stricken by her death. Number 3. Andrew Jackson and Rachel Donelson. Andrew Jackson was the 7th President of the United States, serving from 1829 to 1837. Rachel Donelson was the wife of Andrew Jackson, and the couple's tumultuous relationship has become the stuff of legend. The couple's love story began in 1791, when Andrew Jackson met Rachel Donelson at a party in Nashville, Tennessee. Despite the fact that Rachel was already married to Lewis Robarts, a man known for his temper and infidelity, Andrew and Rachel fell in love and began a relationship. However, their love story was marred by scandal and tragedy. In 1793, Rachel left her husband and married Andrew Jackson, believing that she was legally divorced from Lewis Robarts. However, it turned out that the divorce had not been finalized, and the couple was forced to remarry in 1794 in order to be legally wed. Rachel and Andrew had a happy marriage for several years, but their love story ended in tragedy when Rachel died in 1828, just months before Andrew was elected president. Andrew was devastated by her death and never fully recovered from the loss of his beloved wife. The tragic love story of Andrew Jackson and Rachel Donelson is a reminder of the power of love to overcome adversity, but also the devastating effects of loss. Number 2. King Pedro and Inés de Castro. Inés de Castro was a Spanish noblewoman who became the mistress of King Pedro of Portugal. Despite their tumultuous relationship and the many obstacles they faced, Ines and Pedro remained devoted to each other until the end. The couple's love story began in the 1340s, when Ines de Castro was serving as a lady-in-waiting to King Pedro's wife, Constanza of Castile. Despite the fact that Ines was married to a Portuguese nobleman, she and Pedro quickly fell in love and began a relationship. Their love story was marked by tragedy and scandal. In 1345, Constanza died giving birth to their son. Pedro was then expected to marry a suitable princess in order to secure an alliance with another European royal house. However, Pedro refused to marry anyone but Ines, and the couple continued their relationship in secret. In 1355, King Afonso IV, Pedro's father, discovered the truth about Pedro and Ines and ordered Ines to be murdered. King Alfonso IV ordered Ines's execution, and she was decapitated in front of her children. Pedro, who was devastated by her death, vowed to avenge Ines and swore that he would never love another woman. When he became King of Portugal in 1357, he kept his promise and remained celibate for the rest of his life. Number 1. Anne Boleyn and King Henry. Anne Boleyn was a lady-in-waiting at the court of King Henry VIII, and the couple began a relationship in the 1520s. Despite their love for each other, their relationship was marked by tragedy and ultimately ended in Anne's execution. The couple's love story began when Anne Boleyn caught the eye of King Henry VIII, who was already married to Queen Catherine of Aragon. Despite the fact that it was illegal for Henry to have a mistress, he and Anne began a secret relationship. Anne was intelligent and ambitious, and she quickly became one of Henry's closest advisors. However, their love story was marred by tragedy and deceit. In order to marry Anne, Henry had to obtain a divorce from Queen Catherine, which was opposed by the Catholic Church. In 1533, Henry broke away from the church and had his marriage to Catherine annulled, allowing him to marry Anne. Anne and Henry were married in 1533, and their relationship quickly turned sour. Anne was unable to give Henry a son and heir, and Henry became increasingly jealous and paranoid. In 1536, Anne was arrested on charges of adultery, incest, and treason, and she was executed in May of that year. The sad love story of Anne Boleyn and King Henry VIII is a reminder of the dangers of power and the destructive effects of jealousy and paranoia. Despite their love for each other, Anne and Henry's relationship was ultimately doomed by Henry's insecurity and the political turmoil of the time. If you enjoyed this epic video, then you'll love this video right here.